traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Wait, you got ringworm?
I still have it. Do you want to see it?
Yes, actually I do because I wrestled and
it's like almost gone, but do you see it?
Holy shit!
Yeah. You got a worm.
Can you show
there.
The camera? What do you need? You
I may need a puke bucket for this one.
Why? What's wrong? Oh, you went out.
Yeah. You didn't come out with me.
No, because I had a podcast today with an amazing guest.
How come Remember? You didn't tell me about it?
You knew about it. It was on the calendar.
The calendar?
Fuck you. I'm from Ohio. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Do me a favor. Put your fucking headphones on. Take this seriously, please.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Stop going
there?
Out the night before a podcast.
We podcast every day, so does that mean I can't go out?
If you guys are not subscribed, make sure to do so wherever you listen to podcasts. iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, whatever it is. We do an audio-only extended Q&A with the guest after the podcast is over. So yeah, hit that subscribe button. We got a dope-ass guest today. We're joking, Mike. We know we love you, man. And
I love you.
We enjoy having you on the set, even if you are hungover.
I am hungover, but you look like Aaron Carter or Slim Shady. Head ass, blonde ass, fucking shit. Mm.
I know, I'm a toehead. I know.
He
went lighter than I thought he would, and now I'm stuck with this. But also, fuck it, man. My life was kind of boring.
Send it, dude.
Send it, dude.
You look like Jake Paul's less good looking brother.
Okay, we'll cut it there. I want to introduce our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's got 247 million followers on social media.
Oh wow,
she's a boss. She's a badass. Her last name is derived from a rare breed of mongoose. It's Tana Manga.
Manjao.
Damn, Logan's already offended me, and I've been here for 8 seconds.
Just help.
It's Mojo.
Heck yeah.
But I'm kidding.
Wait, what is it?
Mojo?
It's Mojo.
Hold on.
What did you just say?
You're completely
what did you just say?
Yeah, what did you say?
What did you say?
No, yeah.
How do you pronounce your name? What's first things first?
Mojo.
You're just skipping the end completely.
Mojo.
This is incredible.
Hello?
So, like, it's...
Do you believe this?
So it's like comb.
Do you believe
it? It's like comb. Like it's like
Mr. Mojo, Mr. Yeah. Mojo Jojo.
Yeah. Yeah.
From Powder Puff Girls.
Face on the keyboard and like, there's my last name. Yeah.
Holy shit.
There
it worked.
Is.
I have a silent J in my last name.
That's amazing. Yeah. I'm happy for you. We can bond over that.
Okay.
And so remember when we started, before we started the podcast, I was like, try to stay close to the mic.
Damn.
No, it's all good. I'm so good. Hey, it's all good. It's all good.
That's the infamous Riley Reid mic.
Yeah.
No way. Yeah, it is.
That's so awesome.
Do you want it?
No.
Okay. I was trying to start this off with a bang, dude. Literally.
Yeah, literally.
We just got these new seats.
And it's amazing.
No, they're nice, and I want to lean back.
Like we
just
were.
My posture is just so bad, but I get it. It's a challenge. I'm a maverick.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
You're in the Maverick House. Thank
I'm
you for coming, by the way,
today.
To Encino.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, Tana. We've been trying to get you on for a while, but. You have a slight issue with responding to texts. Do you know that?
No, I don't.
It's slight. It's minor.
Okay, but I'm sure you do too. In the grand scheme of things, like, do you really respond to everyone that texts you?
I do my best.
Okay, same.
I could help with this. He responds to every text, but with one word. It's either, or with a couple words. It's either I or nah, fuck you. It's okay. Those are the only, like, if he texts you, he's going to text you one of those things. That's
Sounds
it.
Logan Pauly.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah,
it does. Respect. Yeah. At least
you
respond.
Thank you for having me. I'm feeling impulsive.
Oh,
I'm excited.
You're just getting all the brand terms.
It's the number one podcast in the world.
Yeah, I heard that. I was going to actually ask you about that. I know this isn't really my podcast, but like.
No, you can ask me anything.
Really?
Open forum? Yeah. Ask
yeah, I guess
ask
you can just edit it out.
Ask me anything. Go for
Let
it.
Let me think about it. You're putting me on the spot. Like,
well, you're the guest on the number one. Podcast in the world, like, and subscribe.
What makes it the number one podcast in the world, Logan?
Basically, statistically,
data
and via data,
science.
But like, okay, I'll shut up.
No. Ask more questions about it. We've had this conversation multiple times.
Data how?
Data who?
Like actually, numbers wise, it's like doing like that.
Tana.
I'm fucking curious. You're calling it the best podcast?
No, I'm not. I'm calling it the
number one.
Here's roughly where the best podcasts in the world are.
Impulsive's up here.
Okay.
Does that help you understand?
Yeah, I feel
that's a simple chart.
Good impression.
Listen, let's cut the bullshit, guys. I want to dive in.
Let's dive in.
Because you're pretty open online.
That's so terrifying coming from someone like you.
I'm pretty open too.
Yeah.
But we'll start light. I just want
to. We'll start light.
I just feel comfortable. I don't feel afraid to ask you certain questions.
That's a really good thing to say to manipulate someone into just spilling all the deets on your podcast.
I'm manipulating you. Can you tell me? I want to talk about slut shaming.
Okay.
Because like I said, you're very open. Like check this out. I've scrolled through your YouTube here. I pulled up your videos and I'm just going to read some of the titles.
I like that they're sorted from most popular down.
Well, because I figure that's what most people would recognize you from, your most popular videos.
He's on top.
You're right.
Of
I'll
shit.
Go. I don't really do this podcast shit. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
That's smart.
Some of your titles here, like this one, I got banged with a toothbrush.
I mean, I didn't. It's just like some good and fresh clickbait. No one's ever fucked me with a toothbrush, if we're putting that out there for the record.
Yeah.
Here on Impulsive.
You just clickbaited people?
Yeah, including you right now.
Damn. Ooh. What about this one? I tried to fuck Scott Disick. Now Bella Thorne hates me. Did you do that?
I mean, kind of. It's definitely like elevated for the clickbait.
I peed on Shane Dawson.
I mean, kind of. It's like elevated for the clickbait.
The things I would do to pee on
kinda?
Shane Dawson. Yeah. Yeah, what do you mean kind
of? I mean,
like a little bit of pee?
I mean, like, no, I'm pee shy.
Are you really?
No golden showers for Tana?
We were like, you know, ready to go.
How come you didn't pull the trigger?
I'm pee shy. I literally can't pee in front of anyone.
Oh, my ex-girlfriend had that. Yeah. My ex-girlfriend had that.
I get it. You're in love with me.
He's poop shy. He's poop shy.
I am.
He won't poop in front of girls.
That's like more normal, though. I hate that I'm pee shy. Like, it's not that someone, like, can't, like, you know, like, see my vagina. It's just that, like, I don't want, like, I can't pee in front of people.
I'm sure.
It holds me back,
stage fright.
I guess, but I'm not like I don't care. It just like won't come out, you know? It's honestly it's a struggle. I feel better like letting it go.
You've done the running water technique, I'm sure.
Yeah.
No effect?
It's like a little better, but like I just need to like be alone in my zone. Like peeing is like a zen moment.
Wow.
Like
are you poop shy too? Or is that
honestly,
like
honestly no.
So you can poop in front of people. You just can't pee
in front. But I don't want to. sorry.
This has really devolved into just
debauchery. Yeah. I mean, what did you expect, man?
Well, made a tweet two days ago.
No. I want to.
Oh,
I have
that
it. Yeah,
one?
I
have it.
Yes, I have.
All right. Do you know what tweet I'm talking about?
God, no. I tweet like stupid
crazy
ass,
shit.
Impulsive shit like every second.
That's why we love you. That's why, I'm excited for this podcast. We've had some amazing guests on with amazing insight and perspective, and you do too, but on the complete opposite end of the spectrum, which is why I'm excited to have you on. But back to the original.
Okay. Cool.
Topic. I want to talk about slut shaming because we've been having this conversation has been floating around in the house and we want to get to the bottom of it. And
here's Tana Mosher to come in with the inside scoop on sluts everywhere.
I said slut shaming, not
sluts. No, sluts do. Sluts need to be a part of the conversation. It's not just about
it. Tana. Yeah.
We're all a little slutty in this life. We've all done some slutty things.
Some of us way more than others.
That is tea. Yeah.
What is a slut?
I don't know.
You don't know?
What? You tell me, Logan.
I asked you.
Don't
and I
you
want you
dare
to say it.
Flip
so
shit.
This doesn't get
don't you dare,
clipped and put
Tana.
And put on Twitter so sorry. I don't look like an a-hole.
Okay. That's your tea. I get it.
Wow.
I don't know. I think slut is honestly just like it's a derogatory term that's like such a social construct. Like in reality, what is a slut? Like everyone's perspective of what's slutty or what a slut is so different. You know,
so it's funny you say that because you're absolutely right. And you also use the word derogatory. But like in my mind, it's not. I mean, I don't think it's derogatory. And I think it depends who you ask.
Commonly used as a derogatory term, I guess
you
would say.
Where are you going with that?
Yeah.
I think, man, like being like egg slut, the restaurant. How is that derogatory?
Like you're
no,
a slut
it's not
for
derogatory.
Eggs,
they're just using the free brand plug right here. They're just using a term that gets thrown around.
I believe. The slut whisperer who we had on the podcast. I'm just saying, I believe it's headed in a place where it's not meant to offend rather than just be like a cool trendy.
It may be heading there, but for the history of time, a slut was, you know, fuck it. I'll just handle the definition. A slut has always been a girl that hooks up with a lot
girl.
Of a girl.
Boys
sorry.
Everywhere.
Oh my
her
God.
So
for, but I'm right. But am I right? For the history of time, a slut has, guys don't get called sluts that often. Let's be honest.
Okay, you fucking slut. Right,
no. Hey.
No, you're right.
Dictionary definition, a woman who has had many casual sexual partners.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I guess what I was saying is it's commonly used as a derogatory term, you know?
Okay, so slut shaming specifically.
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
I mean, like I was saying earlier, I think everyone's perspective of what is slutty and what isn't slutty is different. And it's, I don't know. I mean, I think it's fucking stupid at the end of the day. Like, people should be able to do whatever they want. There shouldn't be any gender contracts of what's okay for a guy versus what's okay for a girl. Or like, you know what I mean? Like, shit should just be equal. People should do whatever the fuck they want. I think slut shaming is stupid.
I agree with you. To put it simply, people should absolutely be able to do whatever they want. I'm sort of like, do you believe, like, if I'm being a slut, I want my boys to tell me. I want the girls I'm hooking up with to be like, yo,
hey man, this is cool. Being a slut,
yeah. Kind of being a slut right now. They're like, I've been slut shamed for sure.
Okay,
and I'm thankful. And
and we
are fucking so brave.
And me and him have had this kind.
I hate you. I'm just saying, like, it's a way for me to ease back on my promiscuousness,
yeah.
Which is, I think, beneficial. I mean, yes or no?
Yeah, but don't you agree that every single person that could tell you you're being a slut's perspective of what a slut is so different? So in reality, true. Like at the end of the day, all that really matters is like what you're doing. Are you happy doing what you're doing? Like, who really fucking cares?
That's a slippery slope. And okay. For example, no. And I'm not saying you're wrong. It's a slippery slope. For example,
that's your
thesis. If you start getting fat, would you want your friends to be like, yo, Tana, like, you're getting a little chunky?
Yeah, but I guess that to me, like, that's so different. Like, I guess like a physical attribute change versus like the choices that you're like conscientiously making are different.
I guess it goes back to this conversation of, is being a slut, like, it's we're moving to a place where it's okay. Like, do you think being a slut is truly okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, but again,
I do too. Yeah. I mean, I do too. Like you said,
if you're with it, if you're doing it, you know, for the wrong reasons, if you're fucking a lot of people to fill a void, or you know what I mean, to get attention for all the wrong reasons or whatever, then yeah, that needs some like self-reflecting or whatever. So I could see how there's a negative side, but at the same time, like, if you're just doing you and having fun and like people think that's slutty, like, you don't owe them any explanation. Like, what you're doing is okay if you're happy.
Do you think
whatever the fuck you want?
Do you think the same thing about drugs, for example?
No, but I think that there's far less danger in hooking up with people.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Well, if you're doing it safely and correctly in the way that you want, you know, yeah. In drugs, you know, it's very different. One's like illegal, one's bad for you, one's like can be safe and fun.
How do you think your content affects the younger people watching in regards to, if we're talking about drugs and hooking up with a lot of people, like, do you think it has an impact on younger viewers?
Okay, that's a big question. I like that question. I mean, I guess it's just, like a product of, I see so many YouTubers do all that kind of stuff behind the scenes, and then they come on and they're super brand friendly and they hide it all and whatever. No shame to them. Go the fuck off. I'm not that type of person.
Hiding.
Yeah, I've been a very like brutally honest person, you know? Like, I've been someone who's very like straightforward. I do what I want. I don't really care what people think. And I've always gone into this trying to at least say to the people that watch me, like, I'm not trying to be a role model. And I know, like, inadvertently, you're always going to be put in the position to be looked at as a role model because you have millions of followers and like whatever and like that kind of bullshit. But I mean, like, that's not what I'm doing. I'm showcasing my life online. Do as I fucking say, not as I do, I guess. I don't know, you know?
I fuck with that.
But when you're I respect that opinion. But when you're clickbaiting and like you're bringing people into your videos that might not typically be there,
like, do anything?
But why
do
does
think,
that change? Like, my
well,
because
then
I'm still not a role model,
are you just letting like, people live based off their own decisions, or are you going out of your way to get more viewership and get more clout by exposing people to those messages that typically wouldn't be?
Well, hold on. Let me defend her on this for 1 second.
No, let's go ahead.
I was just going to say she's clickbaiting with stuff that's actually worse than what's happening in the video. So it's not like she's clickbaiting, like saying like, come see me ride a magical unicorn and learn about reading. And they end up on the video. Yeah. And that's not what it's about. She's clickbaiting with, I got fucked with a toothbrush or I pissed on Shane Dawson. So like technically she's reverse clickbaiting, because when they get there, they find out it's actually more valuable than, so it's, I want to defend her. Clickbait is actually protecting kids.
Okay. I guess
they're not clicking it because they're like, I don't want to see someone get fucked with a toothbrush.
That's
or
a
piss
valid
on Shane Dawson.
That I didn't really think about. I mean, I don't know. I guess.
I don't know, man. That makes so little of sense.
It makes
that
so
it
much
kind
sense.
Of makes it. Kind of, I don't know.
I guess what he's saying is it's not like I'm, you know, it's not like I'm putting a better title. Like, you know what you're getting yourself into when you click the video.
That's what
it's
I'm
not
saying.
On
yeah.
me. Like, that people are clicking it, I guess. And at the same time, there's also no shame in the game. Like, YouTube is what I do for a living. If I know I can title something one thing versus something else and get more views and make more money, and like, whatever, why the fuck wouldn't I? It'd be stupid not to. But at the same time, on top of that, like I said, it's all out there. The title says what it's going to be. I say, like, I'm not trying to be a role model. I'm just sharing an experience from my life, you know? Like, I'm not out here giving advice or trying to sway you in any way. And if anything, I always am kind of talking under the consensus of, like, this shit was wrong, but I did it, and I'm being real with you about it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, learn from my mistakes. I've always said that. Like, here's the time I did something really fucking shitty. Like, be better. You know what I mean? Or at the end of the day, like, I'm young. And again, like, all I'm claiming to do is document my life. The mistakes, the bad shit, the crazy shit, whatever. What people do with that is kind of out of my control. And I think that if I'm coming to it with a very honest standpoint of, I'm not trying to be a role model, I'm not trying to be anything but myself, I don't really know what else I can do. And it's not like I'm some unique breed. Like, there's terrible fucking movies, and there always has been. There's terrible, you know what I mean? Like, The Wolf of Wall Street. Like, kids, teenagers everywhere have seen that movie. Like, that all probably made thousands of kids want to go do lines of blow off fucking strippers' tits. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, I don't know.
Do you show the bad side enough, though? Like, for example, you have gotten quite behind, like, it being okay to be a slut. And by the way, I'm... That's great for me. Like,
yeah,
that's awesome. Like, girls out there thinking it's okay to be a slut. I mean, guys are probably not very upset about that, to be honest with you.
That's, I guess, yeah, I don't ever really think of it.
But question, like, do you show enough of the bad side? Like, if that being a slut ends up, say, resulting in a terrible burning case of chlamydia, like, does that end up in the video? Basically,
I mean,
like, is
happened,
the consequence
yeah.
shown as well of
yeah,
the action?
I think I'm very, like, blatantly honest about the things
yeah,
I do,
yeah.
if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
Like, but at the same time, like, I also talk about, like, safe, the way I can be safe in the ways that I do things. Like, I definitely have said, like, 1,000 times, like, obviously have protected sex, not unprotected sex. But at the same time, I don't really think I'm out here, like, be a slut, be a slut, be a slut. That's
right,
not,
right, right.
like, my... motive. If anything, yeah. I'm just really open about, like, sexual experiences I've had. And in reality, like I've said all, like, this, you know, this whole time, like, we all have sexual experiences. I'm just choosing to be, like, more
I think
open,
I
guess. I
think my personal opinion, I think that is more admirable to be open and show how open you are on the internet and not choose to hide anything versus hiding things and then trying to be someone else on the internet. Because I'm positive when people approach you in real life, it's like, what you see is what you get. I bet you're the same Tana Mongeau that they see online. Sorry, my gang teamed up on you here, and fuck you for calling her a slut, bro.
Well, hold on, what?
Well, he kind of snapped.
I didn't say
you haven't talked in a while. Hi,
I didn't call anyone a slut.
You just,
you
like, you
about?
Just like put words in her mouth that it said, you said she said it was okay to be a slut.
Yeah, I definitely.
Oh,
yeah.
She. We could just rewind to, like, 3 minutes ago where she literally said the following words. I think it's okay to be a slut.
But that does that,
like,
mean
just
that I think I'm being a slut?
No, not at all. I didn't.
No. But you said she was telling people, and she didn't tell people.
It's
her
podcast.
Personal
it's
opinion.
Feisty. Y'all are really raw about this shit.
Yeah, raw
real.
As fuck.
I kind of fuck with it.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Yeah, nothing
from...
really offends me. On a side note,
you sure?
Actually, you know what? You're Logan Paul. I'm gonna take that back.
I'm positive. I'm positive I could offend you, but I will
that's...
never, because you're a sweetheart, and I would.
That's really nice.
I would not
I'll
do
go
it.
To not...
No, it's never my intention to offend people. Besides you, Case, I fuck you.
Oh my god! Can you guys just make up?
Yeah, after I beat his ass, sure.
Well, so is this all just promotion for the fight, the next fight?
I mean, obviously, yes.
Okay.
But also, I want to beat his ass.
Okay.
It's both.
Could you see yourself ever just, like, chilling with him, like, smoking a joint, watching a fucking Netflix series, hanging out? You think you could ever put it past you, or is it too personal? I liked that this was the motion.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that exactly?
He's like, I don't know.
No, because this is like, this is, I mean, this is the answer is, sure. Could I see myself to? Yeah, I guess. Yeah, okay.
So no.
No, 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 yes. The answer is yes.
After beating his ass,
yes,
probably.
Exactly.
I would assume.
If he beat your ass, would it be the same thing? Do you think he could beat your ass?
Absolutely not. There is 0% chance.
And that's Logan Paul's tea, ladies and gentlemen.
The amount of times you said tea is
astronomical. Do you drink tea?
Yeah, I love me some like Earl Grey moment.
You do?
Yeah. Mm.
What do you usually do? Black you like tea. Drink it in the bathtub? Like, how do you enjoy it?
I don't have a bathtub, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but.
You got to get those views up a little bit more.
Bathtubs pull views. I thought it was still up. I was going to like point.
Mm, no, I could do it.
Oh, yeah, no, it's okay.
Is there anything? Is there anything you do? You know, I'm going to shoot this. It's going to get views.
Just
I need
like
some
breathing
view.
Near Shane Dawson, you know.
Mm.
You should create a series called Tub and Tea.
Oh, okay, tight. Maybe that's it's tight. A tub filled with tea.
Ooh,
we really potentially, just get to the point.
Yeah. And then, yeah, different tea brands could endorse it.
That's, yeah, I'm not really that brand friendly, and I don't think they really want that. I think Lipton will pass. But
okay.
Right. We'll try.
So, yo, Tana, you got a, you're not brand friendly, but you've got a collective like 8 to 10 million followers, and your Instagram bio, it says, not bad for a 5 with no talent. Is that how you would describe yourself?
I'm just like a very facetious, sarcastic person, and I always like to be one step ahead of people in the self-deprecation regard. I've always really been like that. Obviously, like at the same time, not to be such a like double entendre, but I definitely am like also promoting confidence. And like I want young girls to be confident. I want my young followers to like love themselves, but I love a good self-deprecating moment.
Yeah.
You know? I think we all do.
No, we do. I try.
It's funny when
like I got a little dick, so okay. Like I like
I'm a 5 with no talent. You have a little dick. It feels better when we're in on it. Huh?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's great. Yo, I saw you put out a tweet recently regarding this this Kylie Jenner situation.
Oh my God, go the fuck off with
yeah,
that.
Let's do
I would
this.
Love to talk
let's,
about that
let's
right
do
now.
This because it's recent. So as the viewers may or may not have known, Tristan Thompson was allegedly, probably, I'm going to say allegedly just... once again, cheating on
Chloe.
When does allegedly become actually happening
in this
like
scenario?
Some facts maybe
like, well, it just because like there's a video of it happening. So like, isn't there a video of it happening?
No, that's
not...
a different girl.
Oh, it's
we're
a different
talking
girl.
About
oh, okay,
right
okay.
now with Kylie Jenner's oh,
okay.
best friend.
Okay, with Jordan. Yeah, yeah.
Jordan. Yeah. So,
okay.
So Tristan Thompson allegedly cheated with Kylie Jenner's best friend Jordan Woods, and you tweeted at Kylie saying, "I want to apply for the new best friend position."
Well, I mean, yeah. Hello, like I would never do that.
How's it going?
Not well.
I can help. I can help.
Okay.
So Kylie actually is subscribed. She does watch every single podcast. After all, it is okay. impulsive. The
Suddenly, I'm like
number one podcast in the world. Kylie, message from Tana. Anything you want to say to convince Kylie that you are indeed the best friend forever?
I mean, maybe just like not necessarily that I'm the best friend forever, but if these alleged things are true, like I just won't like fuck your family and your family's like people, you know? That does suck if it's true.
That's a pro. Let's start like I won't fuck your friends and family.
Yeah, literally.
Is that a guarantee though? Like you're sure you can say that?
Yes. 100%.
Like if you drank a little bit too much tea one night, like you wouldn't end up in the bathtub with Tristan, like
no. I mean there's just nothing in the world to not even like everyone's talking about the money and whatever, but you can obviously just see how much like Kylie rides for Jordan. I think like at the end of the day, like your friends are just your number one, like ride for your friends. Don't be shitty like that. Don't ride for your friends, you know?
Do you think it will immensely affect their friendship? Is it over forever? Kylie
I think
and
if
Jordan.
It's true, I would see that. Yeah. I mean like.
Even though, and not to take away from what has happened, even though it's. Her
I heard
older
you
sister.
Throw up in your mouth.
Yeah, you like, did just burp in your
like,
mouth.
In the.
Sorry.
Did you just throw up in your mouth?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Sorry. You tried to hide it in your shoulder, and everybody heard.
No, it kind of snapped though. Like, it was better than like straight in the mic, you know.
So fucking gross.
My bad.
But anyways,
I'm just saying, even though it's her older sister's husband,
yeah,
is it like a family over friends situation that?
I could see Kylie picking Jordan over her family if, like, it was rightfully so. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if Jordan didn't do anything wrong, but, like, damn, like, that sucks. Like, your sister's, like, baby daddy. You know what I mean? Like, your sister has a kid with this person.
Like, I feel but like- it had been happening.
Oh, really?
No. I'm saying the cheating.
Oh, yeah.
Over periods of time.
Yeah, but like for Jordan to too, like you have to think about she lives with Kylie, how much she probably sees Chloe. Yeah. Like how much she's like around for that. Like
is any of this shit is any of this shit just for view, like also for view? Like how much of it is actually real?
I mean, the devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder. No. Wow. But I mean, like at the same time, like I don't know. That's
also
crazy.
Also, you
you never know, really.
We got to a point where like being a slut has become like slightly
slut here.
I didn't say that. where being a slut has been considered slightly okay. Like, do you think we're moving towards a point where
we're cheating
fucking your family members like spouses is okay? Like, where's the line drawn? Do you think? Do you know what
maybe
I'm saying?
Just there.
You think so? You never know.
I don't think cheating is ever okay, or just doing people dirty like that. You know, I think agree. If you know,
Why the fuck would you ask that question?
Well, I just mean because
what are
like,
you this
I mean, I just mean because like, I mean, like, yo, in all honesty, like 20 years ago, being a slut was a horrible, shameful thing. Like, if you were called
bro,
a 20 slut,
years ago, we didn't have cell phones.
No, or sorry. 5 years ago, like even 5 years ago, like being
I think
a
it's
being
still
a slut,
not a good thing to call people.
Not to call them that, but to be a slut was like, yo, that girl's a slut. Don't talk
to her.
Why
are we going backwards in the conversation, Mike?
Yeah. I like that you guys are kind of like fighting. Like, guys,
no,
the vibe
here's
like a little tense.
He's been
but
being
I'm
a dick to me
it.
All day. He woke me up by throwing a cheeseburger at me this morning.
It was vegan, though.
A vegan cheeseburger. Go off, sis. Spill your fucking tea. What do you want from me, right?
Now I'm just.
That's really interesting, though. I think that your perspective on it is interesting because it's like, if anything, what would be progression would be taking away the term slut would be, you know what I mean? Not thinking that progression would be that not thinking really anything is slutty. Yeah. Like not necessarily that it's okay to be a slut. It's that like being a slut is no longer a thing. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
That would be like progression in my opinion, at least.
Yeah.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Speaking of history.
I love that. I can't wait.
As you probably know, August 18th of 1920 is when women won the right to vote.
I knew that. I didn't know about high school or like anything. Like
how
that.
Have you seen women's rights progress since then?
What a fucking question, Spencer. Go off. A lot.
Just curious.
I like to see that societally we're moving in a direction where women can be viewed as equal, and the things that women are doing more and more is incredible. Question mark. What's up?
You've
it's great. That was a pretty good answer.
Good stuff. And you're right. I like how you kept it simple.
You know.
You've done ads for Sugar Bear Hair.
Yeah.
I need you to admit on Impulsive right now that that doesn't do anything to actually improve your hair.
Oh my God, Logan. Just say it. I'm actually not going to lie to you guys right now. Like, it really
you're
honestly
you're fucking
does.
Lying!
Have you taken it?
No, but
so then how do you know it doesn't work?
Because the amount of biotin contained in a 5 milligram gummy is essentially non-existent when it comes to improving your hair.
I'm not going to lie to you. I was not expecting you to A, know that there was biotin in it, and B, know the amount of biotin, and C, know the amount of biotin that like the body needs. Like, I was just expecting you to be like, it's a dumbass fucking little bear.
No.
So go off with the facts. But also, like, I probably, like, what I'm taking it regularly would take, like, 3 gummies in the morning. Like, 3 gummies at night, to where it is the same as, like, a daily dose of biotin. And, like, I'm not, like, a big, like, pill taker. Shocking, I know, impulsive, but they taste really good. They literally taste like Baja Blast soda from like Taco Bell. So like being able to take your biotin in like a way that tastes well, and biotin does improve like hair, skin, and nails.
It's been noted though that biotin, it like a deficiency in biotin is extremely rare, and if you consume more than the
you guys really did your fucking research right now
biotin, then you piss it out. So
okay.
Most of the biotin we already get from our food. So
I eat really shitty.
So okay.
But okay. I mean, on a side note of that, like maybe it all is just like a placebo. But I mean, like when I'm taking that amount of biotin. Tana. Yeah, but when that's I'm taking biotin, I feel like my hair is fuller and
of course
stronger.
You feel like that. That's what a placebo is.
But like I'm looking at it like at what the same mean? Time. Like I'm looking at my hair. The difference in my hair. That,
it's great.
Know.
And I'm sure it'll always be great whether or not you have sugar bear hair.
Girl.
Well, there goes our sugar bear hair brand deal. That's fucking damn. Never happening,
yeah, you
obviously.
Really could have this whole podcast. Like you could have a little gummy in your mouth like doing slutty boomerangs with them. Slutty, get it?
Sluts are so in right now.
That's what you need to be saying. They are.
They are. They I are. Know. It's you're a like, big. But I. But not to last thing on it. Like I'm not.
He's gonna, like he's passionate.
No, no,
about
no, no,
this.
No. I am because it's such an interesting topic.
Did
to me,
you
and,
do
like,
something last night that you want to talk?
I
about?
Always do. I always do. Listen, I'm the worst offender. I am the worst offender in this house. Don't. I'm not.
But
I'm
what
not.
Are you really offending? Like you're like.
No,
do you boo boo.
I'm just like here's the thing with me. When I go out and I have random sex, I feel kind of shitty about it. That's just me. I feel kind of shitty about it. And that's not with anyone.
I'm sorry.
That's not with anyone telling me to feel shitty about it. That's not with anyone saying, yeah. Yo, like you should like,
oh, yeah.
I've just had a random encounter with someone. I don't even know their name sometimes.
Yeah.
I've had that sex sucks. With them. That's great. And now they're leaving. I'm getting them an Uber home in the morning. And what just happened? Like, great.
But I mean that like everyone's perspective on that's going to differentiate. Like if that makes you feel shitty, then maybe you shouldn't do it.
Yeah, you
and facts, maybe just ask facts. Their name.
But I'm saying like, what do you get or what does a slut get out of like when they're doing it right? What do they get? What's the satisfaction?
Well,
that they
I guess
get?
It's again, it all goes back to the same premise of like, if you're not enjoying it, why are you doing it? If you're if you're enjoying that, if you like want to be free, you want to have fun, you want to be experimental, you want to fucking, you know. Meet random people. You want to like yeah, just whatever yeah. it is. If you're enjoying it, like that it all falls back on that. Like,
yeah,
like what they're getting out of it. Hopefully, I guess to answer your question is that they're having a good time. Mm-hmm. And if you're not, don't do it.
You're in completely changing the topic.
Finally,
for the sixth, sorry, sixth fucking time. I wish we could just move.
It's
on.
Just every time the word slut gets said, we end up or I end up.
No, Mike you, has more tea. Yeah. Mike from Love Sack and Impulsive and also slut shaming.
No, not slut shaming. No, just trying to better understand. That's it.
I know, I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're in with a lot of celebrities.
So like, are you.
Yeah,
but
like,
I'm not the guest on Impulsive. Yeah, I'm the guest here. I'll shut up.
You're the guest. So I didn't get invited to Billie Eilish's concert and you did. Bye, Billie, yeah?
Yeah, I love her.
Jealous.
She's the best ever.
Really?
She's like literally the best ever. Mm. She deserves just everything.
I think I think she's going to get everything.
Yeah, if she's not already getting it, shit.
Nah, she's what, 17? She's young.
Yeah, no, but I just mean she's like killing it right now. Like,
but that girl has so much potential. Think about where she is going to
be
versus
very true.
Like she's 17. Yeah. Imagine when she truly like finds herself as a woman. Shots
yeah, but
Billie
I think
Eilish.
At the same
where
time,
are the avocados?
She's so fucking intelligent for her age.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah.
Like she has such a sense of self-awareness for being 17 and like just is so wise beyond her years. It's crazy.
Yeah. And like and even
and not even for being 17, just for being a human. I think that's one thing Billie's so against is people demeaning what she says by being like, oh, it's because she's 17. Like in reality, like she's just a fucking badass. Fuck her age, you know?
Truth. Age is a social I'm done. even Bella Thorne, you're tight with Bella. You're really good friends with Bella.
Yeah.
Did you guys date?
Yeah.
That was real?
Yeah.
So what is your sexuality? Have you opened up about that on the internet?
I feel like I'm just like the type of person that like hates. I mean, this is the way I am. You know what I mean? Like, I just hate boxes and labels and stuff like that. I'm just not that kind of person. And I think especially when you're in a position like me with like a platform to so many people are expecting you to put yourself in this box and this label and whatever. And I think that it came to a point where I just had to say like, I don't fucking know what I'm doing. I'm fucking 20 years old. I'm taking it day by day. I'm figuring myself out. And for me to put myself in some kind of box and category would be me lying to you guys just to justify it to make you all feel better. So like, I'm not going to fucking do that. Like, I'm just doing me. I like what I like. And I guess if you needed a box to feel better about that, you could say that that's like pansexuality because you're into like whatever you want to be into. But I mean, like, I'm just, I don't know. I feel like whenever I give someone that answer, I'm like, letting them down, but in reality I feel happy to be the voice for like people who don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
And just kind of doing what they want to do.
It's interesting. You're very you're wise beyond your years in a way that I haven't quite seen.
Oh my god, hey Billy, we have something in common.
Nah, you're just very you're very progressive and because you're only 20 years old, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
How did you even begin your journey on YouTube? Because you haven't quite had the path that others had.
Definitely not. I was just always obsessed with YouTube, honestly. I know it's a very like generic answer, but like when I was like 12, like YouTube was just like my TV, you know what I mean? Like yeah. I loved Shane, like every video he posted.
Oh no way, you were a Shane fan before you were Shane friend?
I would have never like posted a YouTube video if it wasn't for Shane Dawson.
Wow.
Like, hey, ever. Like
that's amazing.
I fucking worship the ground he walks on. Just like Jenna Marbles, like all the beginning YouTube channels really inspired me to just like go for it. And I felt like I hadn't really found like I guess like a purpose or something I was really passionate about in life. Like I felt like I was just kind of up until YouTube just doing what I had to do to get by, or you know, doing whatever, and like making content and you know showing people it's okay to like be themselves and whatever was the first thing I found like a real passion for. So yeah.
Do you believe you're inspiring kids to be progressive?
Your audience? It's a hard sentence because like once you say it you can never take it back. I don't know, in a way hopefully. I mean yeah, maybe inspiring the weird kids to know it's fucking okay to be weird, or inspiring people to.
Were you the weird kid?
Yeah, I'm still the weird kid. I'm weird as shit.
You're not weird. You're cool weird. You're cool weird. Mm. You're not the girl that was like chasing dragons around school.
I wasn't chasing dragons, but I was weird.
I mean, everyone I'm has that kid who chases the imaginary dragon around the school. Ooh,
but I was for sure the kid like befriending that kid because I was like, what do you see? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I was that kid too. Yeah. I wasn't the one that was like way off, but I was a kid who was like, yo, let's fucking get this dragon, guy.
No, exactly. Hard? Exactly. 100%.
Dragon slaying with my fucking boys. So if YouTube didn't exist, Hannah, what would you be doing?
I mean, honestly, probably something I was less passionate about. I mean, I love like social media marketing and all that kind of stuff, but obviously I don't think I would have ever been led to the path of that kind of stuff if it wasn't for YouTube. I don't know, maybe something comedy wise, maybe writing, still some form of like self-expression, I think is something I would have pursued.
You think you'd be in LA?
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Maybe running meet and greet conventions?
I can't say I'm really good at that.
I want to talk about TanaCon.
Yeah, I was waiting kind of on my toes. Like, yeah. When's he going to say it?
I'm going to be honest.
The T word.
You're lucky that I am actually not well versed in what happened at TanaCon. Can you explain to me like a short summation of the incident?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I guess you can resonate with me on this though. I had been going to VidCon a few times, and shit was just bad. Like I feel like VidCon didn't really have a place at that time for creators that weren't first generation OG creators or creators that weren't brand friendly.
Yeah, I went and I got tackled.
No, I know. To be honest with you, like that happening to you was one of the things that really like inspired me toward creating another convention.
I wasn't invited to TanaCon.
I'm sure you were somewhere lost in translation.
Ah, shit.
But it's okay. It's better you didn't go in reality.
True.
Yeah. But yeah, VidCon, I just had some bad experiences, and I really wanted to create a place that I was for the outcasts and for the creators that might not have been welcomed, and a convention that was really centered around, I guess, caring about the actual experiences between the fans and the creators, and really making the creators happier and treating them better and stuff like that. And just, you know, all the things that I wanted to change. And I posted a video about stuff sucking at VidCon, and a bunch of people were just like, TanaCon, do your own convention. And I was like,
fuck it, I'll do it.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure you're similar and impulsive in that sense. Yeah. If a bunch of people tell you to do something like that, it's, you know, it's an ego trip. It's you want to do it. You want to do it right. You want to say fuck you to the big dog that fucked you over and all that kind of stuff. And we just didn't have enough time. I just did it with the wrong people. And it
you fire festival yourself.
You could say that if you want to, Logan. Yeah. I mean, yeah, honestly, I guess you could. Yeah.
I mean, it because it was set out to be great. People showed up. People showed up. A lot of people showed up.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to be phenomenal. But then this is the part where I get foggy. What happened? That the infrastructure wasn't.
It was planned poorly. You know, I did it with people that definitely didn't know as much about the convention space as I would have liked them to. And I think that there was a lot of rose-colored glasses, and I didn't really know like what was actually going on. I was just being told a lot of stuff, and I was also on this fucking giant ego trip of this is going to be perfect, and probably didn't want to see things for you know.
Like, how did you pick those people to help build it?
I'd gone to some previous smaller conventions that they'd ran, and they ran really smoothly. And
interesting.
So I was like, well, if they can do this in this space, in the same space as well. Like,
so what went wrong? What'd they do?
I think that security wasn't as good as it could. And I don't want to say they, what they did, because at the end of the day, like, I chose those people. I made that decision, and I take full responsibility for it at the end of the day. Like, no matter how much they sucked, like, I still chose that decision and still put my name on that, you know, so to clarify that. But at the same time, I don't know, you know, it just, the capacity was really bad. A lot of people showed up. It wasn't a big enough space. The security, the tickets, all of the, everything looked pretty, but when it came down to the logistics, shit just wasn't.
So how do you
to hold that many people to begin? There's so many things that went wrong. I could go on for days and days and days, but.
How do you handle that failure and move on?
Honestly, it was absolutely the hardest thing I've like ever had to process in my career. It really, like I was up here and it put me right back at rock bottom. It put me completely.
Why do you think that?
To be so passionate about something and want it to work with everything in you, and to put what you think is your hardest work and your soul into it, and to just like blow up in front of your face and like fail is heartbreaking. To think that, to trust the wrong people and like see that happen is very, very heartbreaking. To let down thousands and thousands of your fans, to let down hundreds and hundreds of creators that you respect so much, to realize that for a long time that's going to tarnish your name in the industry, to, you know, and so many things. It really, to realize that you were on such an ego trip, you know, obviously, like, for a company to fuck you over and you always be the person that people like shit on or don't really give the time of day because you're not brand friendly and whatever, and you finally think you're doing something right and you're on this hardcore ego trip about it and you're just so excited and whatever, and then just to like be right back at rock bottom again and everyone fucking hates you all over again. Everyone's like, what up, you know?
Who hated you?
So
many
people.
How was your image tarnished? I believe you're rock bottom.
Are you kidding? I mean, are you blind?
I mean, Tana, like, really, like, not to, just to put this in perspective, like, I, me personally, have done many fucking mistakes, as you know, and I'm dealing with, like, I got real life repercussions.
Yeah. I think I had a lot of
that are very serious.
Yeah.
I think you're still very loved. I still think people on social media can easily get behind you because you're very likable.
That's very
and
nice of you, Logan.
I think you are sitting on a golden opportunity, because can you imagine when and if, and you should go back and do TanaCon the right way, and it would be huge.
I don't know. I've had a lot of like offers and stuff like that, that you would think that throwing something so bad like that would make people steer away, but if anything, it made all the right companies kind of come forward
of
and want to do it. But
of course,
I don't know. I just don't know if I'm right for it.
Do you think?
And
do you
I would
think,
hate to what it, to do it again. And you know,
no. This time, no mistakes. Can you imagine?
He said this time he's on board. Yeah. Logan Khan.
Hey, I'm gonna manage this shit. It's gonna be amazing. Can you? I mean, I'm just saying. Can you imagine if Fire Festival threw the thing that they promoted?
Oh,
it would be fucking phenomenal,
incredible,
out of this world. And if you did a TanaCon the right way, I'm sure it would kill.
Tana and Fousey team up for the
God.
Biggest festival ever. Firefest 2.
That shit was crazy.
Yo, honestly, the amount of press that the whole debacle brought, like, from TanaCon was crazy. Like, the amount of articles I read about, like, what that meant for,
yeah,
like, influencer, like, it was covered by every, like, Ad Age, like Ad Week, yeah, like everything.
I mean,
it was crazy.
I just don't know. You know, I at the end of the day, right now, like, I want there to be great conventions. Like, I'm just passionate about it. Like, at the end of the day, if there's good conventions in the space for creators and YouTubers and stuff like that, that's what makes me happy. Even just seeing what something like TanaCon did to maybe make like VidCon reevaluate what they could have been doing wrong. Like, it's, since then, I've had like some talks with the people at VidCon and stuff like that, and just to see how much they've like grown and want to grow and want to care about like the Emma Chamberlains and the Antonio Garzas and the new creators and stuff like that is like really sick. So to see growth in the space no matter what is like what makes me happy. I don't know. I'm a YouTuber for now. I don't know if convention planning.
You're not going to be a convention consultant anytime soon.
For people out there that might not understand like the power of conventions, what's beneficial for creators when it comes to conventions?
I mean, so many things. The exposure, the ability to meet new people to collaborate and work with and gain inspiration from, and the, you know, I mean, the opportunities for creators to meet their fans and fans to meet creators and awesome, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like pop-ups and sick shit, like on the inside and stuff like that, like a fun experience overall. And I think in the YouTube space, it's exponentially so dope because it's bringing what you see on your screen, you know, to real life.
Exponentially so dope.
Exponentially dope.
I love that.
I love it.
I'm going to use that in a pitch.
I'll go. Dope, like, word dope like to the power of vocabulary.
Free. Nah, I love it. You do have a good vocab.
That's what? Nice.
Yeah. Were you good in school or no?
No. Hardcore dropout, man.
It's
man. What grade did you drop out?
Sophomore.
You dropped out of high school?
Yeah.
Damn, call you Jake Paul Damn. Over here.
Whoa, I didn't know he dropped out.
Yeah. You get your GED?
No, I need to.
No fucking
I
way.
I know.
You don't have your high school GED?
No. I went all the way. Like, I did everything. I was like one fucking tiny test away, and then I was just like, fuck it. And honestly, it's bad. I really should.
You don't have a high school degree?
No.
Tana, diploma. That's amazing.
No, it's not.
High school diploma. Damn.
Me correcting you on what you're saying as if I fucking have
can you
one.
Say
like,
high school degree? I mean, no, you don't have a degree.
No,
high school diploma.
But also, like, I'll shut the fuck up. Like, it doesn't matter.
No, don't shut the fuck up. In fact, keep talking. But I want to talk about Tana Tweets. Hey, welcome to a section I like to call Tana Tweets.
Did you just give me like a whole series? Thank you so much.
I did, in fact. And I want you, because you,
full credit.
You're hilarious on Twitter.
Thank you.
And I don't want to just.
You are like, you show me love on Twitter. I feel like I see you in my mentions.
You're hilarious.
And
me, Tana, like, I'm progressive, right? So when someone
you're
is
fucking
as fucking open as you and just, I don't give a fuck. I love it.
That's tea.
Let's dive into your mind.
Okay.
Some of these tweets.
I'm scared.
Tweet number one. Here we go. Brad was trying to touch my vagina and I moved his hand and he goes, dude.
Damn. It happened, you know?
Why did you move his hand?
I was just like busy. There were people in the room. It just like wasn't the right like vibe.
Well, why was he trying to touch your vagina?
I mean, why wouldn't he be trying to touch my vagina?
True.
And I love his just dude.
Dude.
Yeah, like dude. Like I had to tweet about it. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
How was the dude?
It was like a pissed
you
dude.
You blueballed him.
Yeah.
Brad's your boyfriend.
But, like, that's yeah.
Your boyfriend looks like Bieber. That's the guy.
You could say that.
I think everyone says that.
Yeah. Yeah.
He ate the burrito sideways.
Yeah.
Incredible.
He All right, did ready? Do that.
Watching your favorite influencers lie about the drugs they don't do online is so funny to me.
I'm a dick. Damn. I don't know. I saw one too many tweets of just influencers that I've just seen do some drugs about like how they just hate those drugs and would never do them. And like, don't get me wrong. Like, do what you want. I'm not going to tell you not to do that or whatever. But seeing people like parade online about the shit that they don't do when you know that they do it to me, like, I have a little fun letting people know that a lot of the shit they see online can be a facade.
Everything what? They see online yeah. is a facade. What if I'm trying to keep it 100, yo.
Why? When you say, I'm not going to tell them not to do drugs or like, do you
drugs
ever think?
Drugs are bad, but I mean, who am
do
I
ever,
to tell
No, but I'm saying, do you ever think like maybe tell them like, hey, don't do drugs? I don't know. Just a thought.
I mean, yeah, but who am I to tell anyone like
just
what
like a
to
girl
do?
With immense.
Yeah,
influence.
But then the next time I'm smoking like a joint, like people are gonna just like come well, for me so hard, you know? It's yeah. it's just
that ain't
like,
her, bro.
Like different question. Yeah. Do you
to an extent, obviously, like don't do drugs, like don't do fucking crack, don't do fucking heroin, don't do coke, don't do Molly, don't do whatever.
But, there
like,
you go. Can, that's like, what I was waiting for.
But like
say who, it to the camera.
But like they can find that at fucking dare.org. Yeah. Like who am I to
do you embrace your drug consumption?
I don't think I really do a lot of drugs. I think people definitely think I do far more drugs than I do. I do smoke a lot of weed. If you consider weed a drug, then I do a lot of drugs. Like, you know, I don't
right.
know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
You do.
Yes, I am.
You do. I saw this picture. Look at this.
Oh, that's a big bag of weed.
I was just like on the phone.
Got a lot of, well, with a giant bag of weed. No problem.
Are you going to like blur that out so you stay monetized? How does that work?
You can. I don't know about me and monetization in general.
Really?
I think those days are over for me.
Really?
Nah. Hey, YouTube, bring me back, please.
Google, I heard
Google
you.
Preferred. I'm coming in hot.
I heard you on the phone before this being like, and if it gets like age, whatever. Like,
oh, age gated. Yeah. Yeah. Send in a voice memo.
I would never strike you as someone that struggles with that at all. Like if I had to guess, I would assume you're never demonetized.
Have you seen my controversies?
Yeah, but like, aren't your videos like kind of PG?
Yeah, but once you're... It's hard to climb,
I guess that's
climb
true.
Back
it
up
is
kind
of like a favoritism type of vibe.
I don't even know if it's good. I just fucked up. Next tweet.
That's his tea.
I'm seeing a 1-star doctor right now because I have ringworm because it was the only one open. So I'm making a video about it.
That's actually in my next video. So
Tana got, oh fuck, shit. Technical difficulties. Technical difficulties. Wait, you got ringworm?
I still have it. Do you want to see it?
Yes, actually I do because I wrestled and I
it's like almost gone, but do you see it?
Holy shit! Yeah.
You got a worm.
Can you show
there.
The camera?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, just stand up.
Ringworm on impulsive.
Wait. Let's see it. Oh, she got it. Another brand deal coming out here.
Whoa. Yo, that is a big ring.
Yeah. That's a big one.
Wow.
I know. I went swimming in Mexico and I had like a cut and then it like
just swam in there and just infected you.
I mean, that's what the doctor told me.
I am no stranger to ringworm because I really? Wrestled, and that is the biggest ring of worm I've seen in my
really?
Life. Absolutely.
Really?
That's a dude. They're like normally this big. Like
no
ring size.
Fucking you, way. That's heartbreaking.
Huge. Got and I, big ringworm.
You know what's crazy is it's like so much better too from like the medicine. Like it's like this is it like going away.
What's it called? Lubriderm.
No, that's
hand lotion.
Epiderm.
Yeah, that's just like what you jack off with.
Lotrimin Ultra. Lotrimin Ultra.
Yeah. I think it. Yeah, it's like Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson and Jordan Woods. Everyone.
What were you swimming in? Curious.
Just like the ocean pools.
The
ocean slash pools.
Hey
I'm
guys,
sorry.
Quick question. What the fuck is going on right now?
I don't know.
Just out of curiosity.
Like a pool that I think that's your problem. You didn't even know what you were swimming in. How high were
an ocean
you
pool?
In Mexico?
No, she was swimming in some sort of retention basin in the middle of Mexico.
There were lots containing. Of people.
You
there
thought
were
you were
people.
Swimming in the ocean and you woke up in a retention basin, which we don't even know what that is.
I've done that once. Next tweet. I need dick, RN.
Okay. This is just me, like, you know. I knew that would get a lot of favorites. It was a good and fresh, like, fun little moment.
Well, what did you mean?
No,
by
I
that?
Definitely need a dick in that moment. But I mean, like, it's not like I need to like tweet about that. Sometimes I think it's just fun to like strike up a little.
But you have the boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
So do you expect him to see that?
He was in the shower. Am I unplugged from this?
Yeah, it fucks up. We have technical difficulties that no one will fix.
But I'm not like, you know, then no one will fix
no,
my
I've
whole
asked
life.
So many times.
Okay, it's definitely just not doing what it was.
Did it come back?
No.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Okay, so your boyfriend was in the shower when you tweeted this?
Oh, yeah. And I just needed to click right then and there.
Well, it's funny because the next tweet actually was, update, Brad and I just banged.
I mean, they wanted to know. You know, you gotta let the people know. You can't just leave them on a cliffhanger like that. Like, did you get dick?
Do you got to let them know? Well, I'm just wondering.
No.
I don't know if they got to know.
Yeah, my fan base is just crazy.
You had to have had a lot of people trying to
deliver.
I don't
have to let them know, but they want to know. I'm like, why fucking not?
How long have you and Brad been dating?
No, officially not that long. Probably like 3 months officially now.
Did he
get ringworm?
This is too juicy.
No, he didn't get ringworm.
Well, because there's like a thread on this tweet, and James Charles even chimed in. He said, would love to relate. And you said, join us, sister. And then James Charles said, I mean, you don't have to ask me twice. And then you said sister sex. Did you have a threesome with James Charles and your boyfriend?
No, but that's amazing clickbait. And if you don't use it, like, you're crazy. However, no, he did text me actually asking if I was serious. And we kind of had a back and forth. But Brad is far too
conservative.
Goody and like good, you know? Yeah. Straight.
I've never been invited to a YouTuber threesome, but I would definitely consider it if
I
were.
I feel like you have. Let's be real.
Invited? No, yeah. I was never.
You're like, I partook in some, but I wasn't really invited.
Well, yeah,
it's like I just swooped it.
Well, no, it just happened. But I've never had the text like, "Yo, quick threesome."
Yeah,
it's a little rare,
v rare.
Not for me. Can't relate.
Apparently,
I feel
you
like
can.
Lots of YouTubers, like I'm the person that people just like. The people you wouldn't expect to like want to fuck you, like want to fuck you, like
you,
the people like just YouTubers that are like goody, like the beauty gurus come up to me at parties, like let's make out, like
really?
I'm just that bitch. I don't know why.
Do you think you've made yourself too accessible?
Yeah, like I'm definitely just very open, so people automatically just like assume or like, you know, like people see you making out with Bella Thorne once and they think they're like next in line. You know, I don't know.
Are they next in line?
Not particularly, no. But I liked that question.
Have you hooked up with like other YouTubers?
Yeah.
Oh, you have.
So have you. Why are you looking at me like it's like...
Which ones?
He's trying to extract the data.
Yeah. I respect it.
Which ones?
Just like
some. George Janko, was that one?
Me like looking at his call. I'm so nosy.
You don't want to say that's fine. That's fine. Do I know any of them?
I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, wow. Who have you hooked up with, Logan? That, like the people don't know about. I know some of your tea. I hear about you.
I know you know some of my tea. It's all good. I know some of yours.
Whoa.
And I know you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I kind of, and I know you know what the fuck. I like that though.
Hey, maybe you should both talk about.
Maybe what, neither you know. Mix of us tea. Should just talk.
Yeah, mix about the tea. It.
Mix the tea.
But yeah. I kind of like that, you know.
How do you
mutual tea? How does, mutual tea, right? Mutual tea bags.
How does Brad?
I feel closer.
You have the same color hair right now.
Yeah. I think he's lighter than me. I'm actually kind of jealous.
Yeah, what are your thoughts? I mean, like he's looking to the roommates to give him input. I personally like it. What do you think?
Oh, your hair?
Yeah.
I actually like it lighter. Yeah.
I do too.
Go sick, off, dude. Highlights.
Miley Cyrus sent you a bouquet of weed for Valentine's Day. Incredible. How does that go? How does that come about?
I really, really, really don't know. I feel like
are you friends with her?
I really, really, really don't know.
What?
Yeah, I would love to be. I worship the ground she walks on. She's absolutely like my fucking favorite person on earth. I think she really like started that trend of like, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. I'm going to shake my ass on live television. I'm going to be wild. I'm going to do me. Like she just really was one of the first people that was like so inspirational to me in the sense of like.
Maybe she sees
so open.
You doing that now and you deserved a bouquet of weed.
Oh my God. But for Miley Cyrus, like I really don't deserve that. Let's just be real. Like,
I think you do. I think you do. I think
Thank
you.
Logan
I think you
Paul.
Discredit yourself. And I'm not just hyping you up because I could give a fuck about.
He's like, because I could give
scrotums.
A fuck about you, Tana.
No, I just like I don't like jerking people off. I don't, but I think you're dope.
Thank you.
I think you're genuinely awesome because you're so genuine. Like that's I mean it when I say it. I think it's much better to be genuine and be who you are versus trying to be like hop on impulsive and put on a facade. That's what the show's good at. It's good at stripping people down.
Yeah, we get down. Really we get down to the business. We figure out what's going on.
Yeah. I like that though. I think it's cool to show a genuine side of a lot of people, like what you did with even just like Austin McBroom or like Kristen Hauncher. Like, you really were showing a side of them that people just like don't normally see.
Agree. That's what we're
Impulsive
here for.
Impulsive really does strip people down.
Big facts.
No pun intended.
It's actually happened multiple times.
Yeah, that's why I said no
like,
pun intended.
physically.
Steve-O's got sweet. Yes, we saw Steve-O tuck his balls.
The Riley Reid one was crazy too. You guys really snapped with like the. Hard-hitting questions.
Yeah, we can't do porn stars anymore.
Why?
Just less of them.
Publicists. Nah, we can't.
Oh, no more porn stars at all? No.
At least you had, like, the porn star before that happened.
I mean, we could still do porn stars. We just can't have impulsive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, when you have Riley Reid, it really is just kind of down from there. No offense. Like, they're all great, but she's just the fucking goat.
Oh, you like her the best?
Well,
we're trying to get we're trying to get Lana on. I'm trying to find Lana's number.
It's Lena.
Lena.
He's real bad.
No, not Lena the plug.
Wait.
Lana Rhodes.
I don't know who that is. I'm not well versed in my porn stars, honestly. Sorry.
Mike's very.
Do you have a favorite part of your body?
What an interesting question.
You've never been asked that?
I probably have. I don't know. I have really bad memory. I don't know. Not particularly. I'm trying to think. A good question.
Is that a good question?
Yeah.
Is your belly button?
She's cool. It's a cool belly button. What about you?
It's a girl.
What about all of you?
What's your favorite part of your body, Spence?
Damn, I literally never thought about that.
Really?
Right. Yeah. It that was a damn.
Oh, definitely my chin here because my birthmark.
Okay. Oh, that's tight.
Yeah.
That's tight.
I used to get bullied for it, and now I love it.
Really? Wow.
That's tight.
Yeah, we embrace the.
How about you guys over there?
Like
you too.
I like my arms.
Arms?
Yeah.
Probably elbows.
Cannons. Those aren't arms. Those are cannons. How about you, Mike?
Probably elbows.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's got dope elbows.
Yeah, they're good.
That's hard to pick
one favorite
thing.
Part of Mike's body are his feet.
They're horrible.
They're like paddles.
They're like hobbit feet.
They're massive paddles.
Big old paddles.
Hey, are you and Brad in an open relationship?
Did you just forget my name?
I thought he did too.
He's just giving up pronouncing it.
Are you and Brad in an open relationship or is it like are you like exclusive?
We're like exclusive, you know, but like I'm also a very like open and wild person. So I think like my constructs of exclusivity are probably very different than most people.
Do you ever get
and I again I'm just not a box person. Like I hate putting like weird boxes on shit.
So you're open.
They're not a box.
Yeah. Wouldn't like that kind of be a box within closed. Itself?
You're like a circle. Do you ever...
Like, I'm in an open relationship. Like, that's putting... I don't... I'll fuck off.
Damn. The reason I ask is, do you ever get worried that, like, maybe the decisions you make in terms of, like hooking up or whatever may affect your ability to get, have relationships down the line? Like, for example, like, I'll ask Logan this. Logan, does the amount of guys a girl's hooked up with affect your desire to want to be in a relationship with her?
Absolutely.
Damn. I mean...
And so, like, this... I'm sorry to go back to the slut thing again, yeah. But, like, here we are. I think it's probably the most impactful part of this, of this show today. And, like, I think there's a lot of meat there.
That's so interesting.
But, like, how do you feel about that? Like, what if in... 5 years you meet this guy and things are great and he's just like, yo, like I've seen you fuck a toothbrush.
Here's where I don't like this.
Yeah.
We know nothing about Santana's sexual history.
That is true.
So are I'm not saying you. Yeah. I'm saying like to I don't mean you. I mean like any girl that is like out there being a slut, for example.
to touch on both things.
Yeah.
I think most people would be very surprised to know, like, my sexual history in the regards that I'm a lot more...
Oh, take you like, out of the equation.
Yeah, no,
completely.
I know. I guess I'm just touching on both things. Yeah. Like, I'm really not as crazy as people think. But beside that point, I think that if someone, like, to answer your question, if someone really liked me or whatever, but they didn't want to be with me because of my past, then they're not the one for me. If they didn't want to be with me because of decisions I've made, like, then... they're not the perfect person and they're not my perfect match. So that's for me, that instantly ends that. I think if someone really loves someone, if they can't accept them for the things that they've been through or the decisions that they've made, and especially if someone loves you enough to change the way that they are and stuff like that, like in that regard, you know, I don't know. I don't know how to end that, like, but it's just if someone was like, Tana, you're perfect for me, but I can't be with you because you slept with this number of people, like, then we're fucking not meant to be. You know what I mean? Like, go be with someone who's been with one person. Because, like, at the end of the day, that's always going to bother them. And I don't want to take the time to implore a relationship like that in reality.
That's a great answer. I just, like, I think that saying, and, like, once again, like, it's so weird for me to have this conversation because my like I love challenging people on their beliefs. It's my favorite thing. Like, I will never gas you up. I'm gonna push as hard as I can to get what I want to hear from like your answer, right?
Okay, yeah.
And so like it's weird for me to be coming at you from this angle because like I'm a slut, like straight up. And I have no problem with girls that do the same. But like there are guys out there that say that live by this belief of if every guy can have her,
I
want her? You know what I'm saying?
At the same time, like, there's also girls out there that, like, only sleep with one guy because they like saving themselves and whatever. And, like, those type of people can be together. And that's why the world can be so harmonious, you know? Like, there are people for every person. Like, there's, you know, for every person's beliefs, you know?
Fact.
I love you, Tana.
Yeah, that was good.
I want to go to audio-only Q&A. So I'm going to wrap up the visual.
Can you shut the fuck up while I do my outro?
Ladies and gentlemen.
An asshole time to cough. I'm
Tana,
sorry.
Tana Mongeau.
Paul.
Mongoose.
Tana Paul. Yeah. Tana Paul. Thank Ladies you. And gentlemen, where can they find you on social media? Oh,
Tana. I'm Tana. Type it in. See what you come across.
You'll find
probably
it.
Probably won't be the most role model-y stuff.
Thank you guys for listening, watching to this episode of Impulsive. Hit that subscribe button. We love you. Audio only Q&A with Tana on iTunes and Spotify right now.
Bye.
I'm going to go juicy. I'm going to go juicy
for
this one.
Me.
Of course. We love you, Tana. Aww. Bye, guys. Here we are.
Say hit that subscribe button real quick.
Hit that subscribe button.
You say it so gangster-like when you say it.
That subscribe button.
He came out of the womb saying that.
Hit that subscribe button.
There's no N at the end of it.
I kind of say my shit like that too.
But
yeah, because it's cool. It's dope.
Is it? Okay.
It's exponentially dope.
I was literally just going to say that. You took the words out of my mouth. Riley reading that shit. Go off.
I have a deep question.
Okay. Deep throat, deep question.
Deep
I get
throat,
it.
Deep question.
Oh, but the audio only Q&A listeners wouldn't know that you just deep throated the mic, huh, Logan Paul?
Oh, you're quite astute there, Anna. Yeah, it's tough.
What's up, guys? ASMR. Have you ever done an ASMR? What's up?
We had Life of Mac on.
Yeah. Oh my God. And you had such good clickbait for her too. It was like this 12-year-old billionaire only whispers. Yeah. Like it was good.
Scratch your mic.
Yeah. Hello. Oh, impulsive. Okay.
So that's this is it's built for the audio only.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. You ready for the deep question?
I'm ready.
It's kind of sad.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I wanted to ask you this.
He's in his feels.
I'm actually kind of scared.
What was your relationship with Mac?
Oh my God.
Miller.
Okay. He was the most awesome person ever. I think that, but I hate to talk about it like it's about me because it's not. And I think I learned that after talking about it. You know what I mean? Like,
did you get slammed for saying something about Mac?
Just for, you know, yeah, making things about me, I guess you would say.
Well, how else would you compare your relationship that you only know him through the body and soul that is you?
Yeah, but I just don't think it was like the time, I guess, you know. I think that probably would have been a moment that would have been better to be quiet, you know. But he was the most incredible person ever. Like, I think I met him when I was in like one of the darkest times of my life.
And when did you meet him?
Like right after TanaCon, honestly.
Oh, really?
And he's very much like the type of person that can like lift you out of a bad space. Mm. He's a very positive person, like a very woke. He's been through everything. He's been in this game for so long or whatever. And he just was like really, really, really there for me for that whole period of time. It really was like the first thing to make me see happiness again, you know, like after that kind of stuff.
The whole thing is fucked up. So it's incredibly sad. We've got some extreme Mac Miller fans in this house. So
he was the best, and it is so fucked up, and it is so fucking sad.
Do you what positives do you take away from it, that whole experience?
That's a hard question. I'm asking myself that every day, honestly. I don't know. I think that you can always say the cliche stuff like, you know, it teaches everyone to live day by day and to cherish the people that they love, and that anyone can be gone at any second and you have no idea, and all of those like cliche positive things. But at the end of the day, to me, like, it was just nothing but a tragedy, and like, he shouldn't be gone in my eyes. So it's hard for me to take away a positive. But
another part of it is don't do drugs. And like literally, and I'm like, I say that from a person that knows, has literally almost had the same fate as him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was a heroin addict
multiple times.
So like, the current environment we're in right now, like if you're shooting up right now and you're listening to this podcast, you're probably going to die. Like straight up. Like there's so much fentanyl and so much shit out there right now that's killing people.
Yeah, that, but I think that people also like see someone at that place pass away and they're very quick to just be like, don't do drugs, don't be a drug addict, don't do heroin, don't do whatever. But they don't shine light on just like someone partying, someone doing something very small and it being laced with something or it being bad or whatever and it taking their life. You know, people are very quick to classify someone just as like a drug addict.
I would never do that. I understand the ins and outs of it.
I think if anything, it's understand that anything at any time can take our lives, any negative decision, anything bad, you know, whatever, that even just you're out at a party and you think people are fine, like any little decision that they make can affect their lives.
Yeah, it shows there's consequences to those things.
Yeah,
but like,
but I just like, I don't want to speak on that.
No, that's fine.
And I love him. I don't want people to see someone so multifaceted and incredible in so many ways as just like a drug overdose, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I hate being this guy, but like that's what happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, happened with Hendrix, happened with Joplin, happened with Jim Morrison. Like, it's happened to a ton of really talented people. And so like, I would implore you to use your platform to tell people like, seek help, get out of that way of being, because like,
yeah,
like I know it's a tough topic for you, but like, maybe like, maybe he would have liked to have heard, or maybe he needed to hear that. I don't know,
but he did hear that. He would love, you know, that kind of stuff, but I don't know. I get what you're saying. Yeah, you're right. And maybe I don't know.
That's a tough topic.
I'm sorry. I had to take it here.
I understand that. By me, I guess, to go back to what I responded to what you said in the beginning, by me ever making it about me and me putting it out there in the public that we were close and stuff like that, it makes people ask these kind of questions. Like I did this to myself. You know what I mean? So it's not something that I ever expect someone to say sorry for. And I know people are always going to ask about it and that kind of stuff. And all I ever have to say on the subject is like, I fucking love him and he was the best and accidents happen. And yeah. I don't know, you know, it's not my place. Like, I go back to what I said in the beginning. It's not my place to be speaking on it.
Yeah.
Other than to say he was an amazing person.
And just, I want to clarify because like, I don't want to sound ignorant on a topic that literally I was married to for 10 years. Like,
yeah, there's stories. You didn't know his day to day. You didn't know his personal.
No. Story. I don't mean like, that. I don't even mean that.
Stuff that wasn't publicized. A lot of the stuff that a lot of people don't know, you know, there's so much more to it than just classifying.
That's what I was about to say. I don't want to make it seem like it's like a switch that you could just turn off. Like I understand that better than anyone. I am the biggest Mac fan ever, and the day he died was like one of the saddest days for me. I personally cried, and like I haven't cried in a long time, and it was a very sad day for me as well. And I didn't even know him personally like you did.
Him leaving the world was definitely a very sad day, the worst day of my life, the worst day of so many people's lives. But it's not, you know, again, it's not about us. At the end of the day, it's about letting his legacy live on and like people learning valuable lessons from the situation and honoring his awesome life.
What's been the best day of your life?
We love a subject change.
I love that though, because I'm slowly but surely becoming depressed.
Become sad.
It was my fault. I took it there.
I didn't know you were gonna do that.
It's all good. I think it's like good to have that little balance, bro.
I put it out there so I can't ever get mad at someone for asking it, but
Let's just talk to each other.
What was the best day of your life?
I don't know. That's hard. I think once you cap something as the best day of your life, is everything else just like downhill from there?
Also, isn't every day great?
Yeah, literally. Like, exactly. Like, looking at every day as it being the fucking best day, I think is like the best mindset.
You suffer or ever experience like panic attacks? Any sort of?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that putting ourselves in like this place, like this, I think like the pressure of like this world sometimes can definitely create a lot of stress and stuff like that.
Yeah. So how do you avoid that as a creator?
I'm like, shit, I don't fucking know.
You don't know yet. I mean, no. It makes sense. You're young.
I mean, I just kind of manage my way through it. I'm very much like a you pick up and you keep going type of person. You learn as much as you can from a situation. You keep going and that's just that on that. You know, sometimes I have bad days. Sometimes I have good days.
What about like vacations and shit? You ever like just need to get the fuck away from social media?
I mean, yeah, but it's hard because I guess like I'm sure you can relate to this in the sense of like even when you're vacationing and stuff, you just look at everything as like, look at all the content I could get out of this. And like we're in this position right now where we have this crazy influence and this crazy platform. It's so hard for me to detach because it's like in 2 years, what if I don't have what I have right now? I want to make everything.
That's an interesting thought. I've never looked at it like that.
Yeah.
And I've also like when I'm my problem is that when I'm on vacation and doing fun things, I love to create. So it's not like a look at all the things.
Exactly. I'm the same way.
I'm just like, this is awesome. I want everyone to see it.
Exactly. Like look at all the fucking cool shit I can like show the world like in what I'm doing.
I think that can be a really that's almost a healthy sign though, because most people vacation to get away from something. So if you're vacationing and you're like, yeah, I want to create, I'm inspired, then that means it's like your life is good enough vacation.
Creating is a vacation.
And that relies on like, really, we're like passionate about what we do. You know what I mean? Like you want to turn the dope shit into dope shit.
All right. I'm going to wrap it up. Yeah. Thank you for your time today. You got things to do.
I got to go make some music, impulsive.
Of course.
Whoa, music. I didn't even know. Yeah, man, that was a thing.
It's whatever.
Rap or pop or what?
It's pop. I'm a singer.
Really? Okay, go off.
He's actually got hits on the way.
Wow, I want to hear some. Can I hear some before I leave? I signed an NDA, Logan Paul.
You know why?
Why?
Because
why can't you hear it?
Because I don't want to
hear the Tana Mojo version in 2 weeks.
Nah, just like you know, every influencer is like, I'm gonna do music now.
Yeah.
And so I want to make sure that when I release the shit, it's like not some influencer ass music.
Okay, go off.
It's some real pop type Spotify top 50.
That's sick. As long as your fucking soul's in it, that's like what matters.
I have one of those too. I recently discovered.
That's amazing. Oh, yeah. Me too. Love that for us.
All right. Soul. Thank you.
I fucking hate
Once
you.
Again. Thanks for listening, guys. Hit that subscribe button. Bye.
Bye, guys. Sorry, this was dark. ?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.